and I've been driving, swerving on my life. If it ain't up in my system, man, I just don't feel alright. Kinda crazy how this dark can make the city seem so bright. Okay, it's Henny with the throne and I done mixed it with the light. They say rather a alcoholic in this moment, show you right. Also playing bartender, baby, order what you like. Pulled another and another for a sister and a brother. Got a bad bitch in the room and she begging me to fuck her. Got an angel and a demon.
Yo, Vlad, man, let's give our guest an intro, man. Let's get this rocking.
Oh, let's do it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Let's Talk Battle Rap Podcast. The Quarantine Dream Team is here. And
yes, tonight, Quarantine Radio.
And tonight, we are blessed with the presence of two beautiful ladies, two ladies who have been in the battle rap culture and community for the longest time, two of the most entertaining ladies in battle rap. You've known them from The War Report. You've known them from 15 Minutes in Fame. You know them from their show Finesse and Chill. You've seen them all up and down the timeline, bringing sunshine to your day. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome V Montana and Duchess of Finesse and Chill.
Yeah, battle rap makes some noise. First of all, I'm gonna cash app you for that drop later. We're gonna leave that drop. That was the best intro we ever had.
Oh man, I don't even got to twerk for it. I'm lit.
Yeah, salute, guys. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it. We're definitely excited to be here. Quarantine and chill.
Word.
I feel like this was supposed to happen in person. I feel like we've seen each other all the time at events. And so I was like, I'm going to catch up with him when I can. Like, we know who we are, you know, that stuff.
Right.
And I was like, now we can't make our way to Jersey to the studio, so I'm just...
And then same with us, like, when we're at events, it's like, everybody's chilling. Like, all right, we'll bother you outside, or we'll bother you here, and then everybody gets in their zone.
Word. It's like you take it for granted. It's like, you see people, you're like, oh, all right, cool, what's up? But now it's like... You know, you're like, I may never see these motherfuckers again.
Go ahead, tell them, like, not for nothing. I miss standing up for a battle.
What?
Right?
Yo, now. I ain't gonna lie, because you know, you've been to tons of battles. We've been to tons of battles, and it's like once you a battle veteran, it's like, all right, you could almost leave by the end of the last one. You go make your way. You got your routine. You got your things you're gonna do after. Now it's kind of like I miss the swollen feet, the hurting lower back, like just being tired and shit.
Of that, like anytime now.
Right.
I've been for a whole Summer Madness weekend right now.
PGs and all.
You know what? Now that you guys said that, I just thought of something. Like that first, when we're finally out this and we go to an event, that first battle of the night.
Oh my god!
So much energy.
I'm pushing somebody off the stage.
We're breaking the place down. That's definitely gonna happen.
Well, I'm overreacting on purpose. I'm so excited.
She's gonna get her Gwitty on. What else? Talk that post quarantine vaccinated shit.
We outside.
We breaking curfew.
Oh my god, I can't. I definitely can't wait. But like we all were just watching, the guys were on caffeine a few minutes ago. The quarantine battles are out. Salute to battle rap.
Why are we trying?
Battle
trying.
Rapping during a quarantine. Salute.
Yeah, they're trying. It's giving you like that little appetizer. It's not the full thing, but it's settling the itch. But now everybody's going quarantine, so I'm like, is this the future? Like, am I just gonna watch virtual battle for the rest of my life? Like,
I mean, I'm telling you, concerts on TV are being covered this way.
Yo,
battle
wrestle
rap is this way. DJs are DJing this way.
What's been the best quarantine battle you've seen? Because there's been a lot of virtual battles already coming out, like. People from iBattle URL started this stuff. People are freestyling. DNN, John have this stuff.
You know, it's the fact that there's so many out right now, but it's going to be fresh because we just was watching parts of Tay Rock and Mike P.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go back and give everybody a fair chance and see it. But you saw yesterday, Twerk was battling fans. Yeah.
That was the best quarantine battle ever.
He said, yo, what's going on, bro?
We put this already on like maybe two podcasts. This is going to be the third one. I don't care.
He going to press
play.
Yo.
Oh my God, it's like 2 weeks. Okay. All right, ready? New Jersey twerk, shake that ass like your name shit. Bring me up from behind and in the morning make my back ache. They call me fat boy, but my dick is the same shape. Me, you, and Shug need a threesome on the way. We don't even need a bedroom. You can fuck me on some head.
Yo, protect me. Protect our boy, yo. Hey, yo, this is
funny. I don't know when you say this, but he paid twerk $100.
The best $100 ever spent.
Yo. Yo.
Twerk didn't even have to rap. He said, yo, what?
He paid to
what, bro?
Yo, hopefully twerk, now hopefully twerk knows what it feels like to be like, damn, this is what being catcalled and harassed and all this stuff. Yeah. Like, I feel
violent. Uncomfortable.
He probably, you know what? He probably overprepared for this and didn't even see that coming.
Hey, yeah.
Like, what?
What, bro?
And now, mind you, we've been to different parts of the United States and certain battle rap. They don't pull us everything we do, but that was different.
Yo, how did he even let him?
Undeniably plausible.
How did he even let him get past the first bar? Like, he's like, he's sitting there, it's like,
Twerk was like,
he's like, all right, okay, twerk, shake ass, all right. He's probably hearing like every third word, and he's like,
oh my god.
He was like.
Battle rap goes
wrong.
See, this is the compilation of this.
Did you guys see the battle rapper that happened to slap his
his boy?
That was crazy. Like, he was just like high fiving him in the momentum.
On our Instagram, we posted it, and the kid who actually did it, he ended up commenting and saying that he didn't realize he did it, and that the kid never told him that he did it. He was like, yo, he never even told me that I slapped him in the face. Like,
so he didn't realize he got slapped, and he didn't even get an apology for getting slapped. This is crazy.
He ate that shit. That was fire.
It was a high moment. You could tell because it happened, and the kid didn't even it didn't even happen to him. Like, he didn't even react to what just happened.
It's like he had that battle rap adrenaline going on. It's like, all right, fuck it, man. That ball was fire. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, that went together. Yeah.
I want hype men like that. We need hype men to hype us up while we on our microphones doing what we do.
I thought you were going to say, like, I need a hype man I could just slap whatever I want. Like, you know what my boss told me today?
You gotta let out your frustration, bro.
Like, yo, come here. I got a couple bars for you.
Like, 1 second.
I don't know if I want you guys to have somebody you guys to slap. Listen, you guys slapped a couple people in your lives.
Yo, listen. I'm pretty sure there are people out there who would be willing to pay people just to get slapped in the face. So you can get a personal slappy. Like, it ain't that hard. I'm telling you. It ain't
They're
that
out
hard.
There.
They definitely are out there, but that... That was wild, though, man. I don't know. Battle rap is losing its mind during this quarantine. Ladies, what are y'all doing to stay sane nowadays?
Well, I say there's a lot of cooking going on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot of cooking. Definitely a lot of, like, just watching, running through all types of interviews of battle rap from back in the day to nowadays.
Right.
We were watching old school. We watched Jazz versus 40 today. And we were watching, like, old interviews because when you're in battle rap for so long, you guys know this, every time there's storylines, and then years go by and you forget all about that, and something else comes
up. Back up.
So we're watching the QB and Star Girl, Lady Red. We're watching and QB.
She's
sitting there, she said something like, "Oh, you know, y'all be coming at Bonnie because y'all think Bonnie's a nerd." And V's like, "Bonnie was a nerd, like what?" Like, you know what I'm saying? So we were really like.
Before
OnlyFans. That had you looking back on stuff. So we were watching all types of stuff. She ain't no nerd now, my girl is.
She getting it popping as Smack would say, man.
She's living in this quarantine life. She's flourishing.
She's living her best life right about now.
Absolutely.
Or her worst life, one or the other. Yo.
Who's your favorite in female battle rap?
Man. It was always E Heart, but at this moment, I feel like Official slowly starting to eclipse it for me. Like, Word. I'm from the Bronx, so E-Hart can
those
do no wrong.
Those are two solid, yeah. Solid.
I always rock with Miss Hustle, with Misfit.
Those are also two,
yeah,
solid.
Official, of course. You know, Jazz is a technician. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's one of them people who just figures out what to do to win most of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Jazz
so
got
it's
the
like,
code.
So she got the cheat code. So it's like, you could never be mad at her, you know? So those are some of my favorites. But it's funny that you guys brought up old interviews. Friends, I went back and watched, what was that, like Hot 16 magazine? Oh, I think it was.
Mm.
Yo, remember when Bill
This shit is Hot Sun Live.
Yo, remember when Bill Collector and Rosenberg was beefing? And then Bill Collector went to Rosenberg's house, and then they opened up the door, and Berg was just like, yo, what's going on right now? Like, they had the camera. I was like, is this Ransom Part 2? Like, what's about to go down right now?
Like, fans think battle rap is crazy now, but it was a little crazier when we were younger.
Yo, it was the Wild Wild West, man. It literally was, man. But so speaking of back in the days, how did you two ladies find yourself ending up in this degenerate world of battle rap?
Oh, I would love to hear this.
Okay, so it all goes back. I always watch battle rap. Mm. I was watching Smack DVDs back when Cassidy was battling Murder Mook while he was singing.
Yeah.
Battling Murder Mook, and he had his Gin versus Verse, Unkasa in the park. Like, I was watching it then.
Uh-huh.
So it just so happened around Total Slaughter, we were heavy into Hot 97. I was interning for Inflex We Trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at Total Slaughter on behalf of Hot 97.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Because I was such a battle rap fan, like half of Hot 97, they don't know battle rap the way I know. And I'm like, what? Lucky coming here. I'm like, they're going to battle. Oh my God. Like, I'm trying to tell everybody, you know what I mean? Like, trying to educate them on battle rap, because you saw Total Slaughter, Road to Total Slaughter. They were trying to water it down and make it like a reality show and all that. So when the event happened, the day of the actual event, is a friend of mine knew Norv already. So it was, oh, you know, you work for Inflex We Trust, blah, blah, blah. We wanted another girl for media. So when I came in, I was one of the females. I think at that time, Nunu Norv and Heavy Bags had their show.
Right.
And then everybody started branching off.
Right, right. I remember that.
So that was when the War Report was created.
Right.
And V, even though she wasn't on the microphone or on the camera, she's been there the whole time.
She was behind the curtains.
She was there for
the fan behind the scenes.
Right.
She's the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
She's like,
right. That's why I'd be like, nope.
Like, if I would, I think V would start going to events when they had the PGs, like at the Honeycomb Hideout and stuff like that.
What a time.
Right.
What a time.
So I try to tell people, you know, we was out there with Black Star when they had BET, UFF. Like, that was around the time when I was, like, getting into it. I was a baby doing War Report with Tall, Terra, Nunu was technically War Report. And then she ventured off and was Nunu Nels.
Mm-hmm.
Doing her own thing. Tall Terra, Ike was doing, you know, his video work.
Yep. I remember, and I used to tune in, I used to listen, and I was like, yo, they got like 30 people up there. Like, what's going on right now?
It got deep, because then the next generation came. It was Troy, Dude, everybody. It was just a dope group of people. Thesis.
What's crazy is that, like, you know, at the time I'm watching the battles, I didn't necessarily know what y'all looked like. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to know if you're there at the battle. I might recognize some people here and there. But now it's like, I go back and I'm like, they're at UFF. They're at this battle. They're at that battle.
You know what's crazy that you talked about?
I think Mike T and Daylight just dropped. That was Born Legacy. And then I see Duchess and I'm like, oh, she was there too. I was there.
And so, you know, they always assume that females in battle rap either don't know what they're talking about or are there for the wrong reasons. And that's one of the things that I never felt like I had to say out loud. You could watch the tapes and know that I was there. And it's funny that you brought up Miss Hustle and Misfit.
Yeah.
That was one of the first battles I went to in person.
Oh.
And I was watching it recently, and I had a moment. Because if you look around the ring,
with the beats,
with the beats on,
with the beats,
right? And I became an instant fan of both of them. Mm-hmm. So in that battle, if you watch, Jazz is on one side looking like a baby. Mm-hmm. Nunu is in the crowd with black hair. Kara is on the side. I'm there with like a big old bun in my forehead out, looking crazy. Like everybody that was there and didn't know each other at that time, wow, or didn't realize like how battle rap was even going to evolve back then at that time. That first battle that I went to, I met That Shit Is Hot Sun Live.
Yeah.
Vlad TV, Vague. Like I was mingling before I knew that I wanted to do media.
That's crazy. Mm. Yo, and speaking of Ms. Hustle, what's crazy is when you watch those original set of Smack battles, and you look, you see Hustle sitting right there in the middle of all those, like, the Verbs and the Math, mm-hmm, and the Hitman battles. And I'm like, you don't know who they are. And then years later, you're like, that was Miss Hustle sitting,
yeah,
there? Like,
she was there,
wasn't even legal. Like, what's going on here? This is crazy.
Jazz, there's a battle where Jazz has her algebra book in Black Star Radio. I mean, Black Star Video. Like, she's watching the battle and she has her school books in her hand. Like,
that's crazy. Man.
This was life for so long.
Jazz turning up now, boy. Everybody grown now. It's crazy.
Yep.
Jeez,
next level shit.
Salute to battle rap, man. Battle rap has come such a long way and it's only getting bigger and better.
Yeah, everybody. And what I love to see is that everybody's maturing. You know what I'm saying? Like the progression. Like everyone picked up new skills, new talents. They're going places. They're evolving. Like no one is trying to stay stagnant. And those that are, it's like you just never hear from
and
them anymore.
As much as people say, oh my God, when is battle rap coming back to New York? We miss New York. Granted,
we had it for so long.
But a lot of these people, a lot of these fans, a lot of these battlers, especially the younger ones, they wouldn't travel
if it
wasn't for battle rap. Like, we've been to so many states this year on account of battle rap and traveling for battle rap. And a lot of these kids probably, one, wouldn't have got their passport to go to certain shit. Wouldn't have known how to go ahead and book a flight, book an Airbnb, book of this, book of that. Everybody was in their hometown and not leaving.
Yeah, Tay Rock would have never went to London if it wasn't for Smack. I guarantee you that.
He would have been like, it wouldn't have been on his radar.
He would have been like, what's to do out there? I'm like, what's to do out there? Like, you tripping, dog? Like, this is crazy.
And fans will go there for Tay Rock.
Yo, we met a dude that flew out from London just to see Mook Verb. Like, there's people flying from Africa just to see battles, and you're like,
that's funny. When you go to battles, you get to talk to people in line, and you ask them, like,
we all know because we're all like people that are in the field. This culture is nothing what it's like online as opposed to when you're there. When you're there, it's like so beautiful, it's so fun. You're engulfed in everybody's energy, and everybody's enjoying the same, like.
And isn't it crazy to explain that to people? Because people assume, oh, you went to a battle? Especially us. Like, they're like, you girls go to rap events? And we're like, what? It's like a family reunion.
They're like, wait, rap battles?
We're like, yeah.
But I mean, but see,
like 8 Mile?
Yes!
Like, Eminem, I love him. He's so good. But like, you can't blame them though. Cause like, could you imagine, you know, I see you ladies on Instagram. You ladies have the duality, you know, you can turn it up, but then you could be super professional on your corporate shit. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever said, hey, Catherine, you want to look at this rap battle and see what they're saying? Like, have you ever showed it to someone at the office and they just like, what am I watching right now? And what's their reaction?
It's hard to introduce people, but you know the type of person, you'd be like, I think they'll fuck with it.
Right. You gotta kind of feel people out, but even then, even the people that don't, you're like, oh, I like this, and this is what you're gonna see right now.
And at my job, especially because I work in healthcare, mm-hmm, so it's like you get both. Like, I had a boss come up to me, and she's like, my husband watches battle rap. You never asked me
if
I knew about it. And I was like, oh, I didn't assume you knew about it.
You're like, I don't fuck with you.
I have another coworker that's like, you're never gonna find husband in battle rap. Battle rap, you're never gonna find a husband because you go to rap events all day. So some people get it, some people know what it is. other people, once they see my Instagram, they're like, oh my God, you live a whole double life. Like,
yeah, that's honestly what we get the most, because we have to work in corporate America.
Yeah, and yeah.
It always sucks when the coworkers are like, you have Instagram? And you're like...
Right.
Yeah. And
they never know, because if Battle Rap is on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be gone Friday and I'll be back to work by Monday. They don't even know. And
it's a double life.
They look at the Instagram like, oh my God.
Coworkers will be like, you went to Orlando? What? This weekend?
What's a Tayrock?
Like, what's in Richmond, Virginia?
Right.
Like, you ladies are tanning and listening to Gun Bars again. Like, what's going on?
Right.
Like, it's crazy, but like, just the content alone. What I hate about Instagram and social media is like, yo, I hate that people could just find you based off your phone number and your email, you know, because you guys got similar contacts. It's like,
right.
If I want people to know, I'll let them know. Don't just like suggest me and all that. Like, I hate that part, man.
Absolutely.
Because
you never know who's watching, who's lurking. Who's
exactly.
Who's spewing their energy? That's what it is. It's all about energy.
Exactly.
On these sites.
To survey the call. We all islanders. Are we all Latin. Me and Vlad. Yes. We're from Hispaniola, right? He's Haitian. I'm Dominican.
I'm black and Italian.
I'm Costa Rican.
Okay. We all got
another layer too. There's barely any Latin people in Battle Rap too. It's very small.
It's a very, very, very small community for sure, but you know,
we're
in there.
Right.
Listen, I admit it all the time. I have no problem saying it. I am Latino heat bias. Don Marino, RX, Cortez, Misfit, Loso, they're not losing. At least I'm not predicting them to lose. Ever.
As you should support.
They got a whole group chat, Latino heat. They won't let me in it, man.
Now we got to add me in.
We actually had someone say that. I saw in a group today. They said something like, "Oh, Duchess and V, they out here making videos like
a Spanish TikTok."
Yeah,
we made some funny Spanish TikTok for my mom.
Uh-huh.
It was like some weed little TikTok. My mom swears like weed is like the next level thing. So the whole song is saying like, you know, like a mom preaching to you like, "Don't be smoking weed. We're those delinquents." So we made
the hookah joint. The hookah joint, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They were like, oh, well, Duchess and V.
Yeah. They said, do they not know that RX, Myverse, and Misfit are the only Latinas allowed? And I'm like, bro,
what?
I'm black and white, and they always assume that I'm Spanish. And V's like, they probably think I'm white, and I'm Spanish.
Why would you say that?
I'm the white one.
Yo,
and she's the Spanish one.
That's crazy. Yo, my mom's the same way. Haitian moms, like, they think weed is like heroin and fentanyl mixed together. They're like, so you funny. Smoking?
That's why when I found the fucking TikTok, I'm like, no, we have to do this. Because this crazy one,
quarantine in her mind, was like, yo, we're going to take this and I'm
going to
send it to my mom.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Well, ladies, now that we found out how you guys got into Battle Rap, how did you meet one another? How long have you guys known each other? Like, how far back does this friendship go?
Well, 10 years now. It's going on a decade. We should go on a trip to celebrate this.
I got a dime in. Congratulations.
The long story short was that we weren't catty, vicious people. We hung out with people that didn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And we were around each other. We both hung out like with the same group of people. And instead of saying, oh, my friend doesn't like your friend.
Right.
He just was like, hey, girl, you look cute.
We were like the two earthy people. Like, oh, hey, girl, you're cute.
Right.
Like, oh, I like your hair. I like your shirt. And we really, in the eyes of 2010 to 2009, mm-hmm. we shouldn't have been friends. Like, it was on some, like, you're not supposed to like her, you're not supposed to hang out with her. Mm. And we were around each other, and there was no shade at all, and we became the best of friends.
Oh, man, it's like West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets. When you're a jet all the way. From your first cigarette to your last dime.
Like, how did you become friends? We wasn't hating ass girls.
That simple.
Oh, that's fire, man.
Real chick link up. Real girls support each other. And that's... I think that's the key to any friendship.
Definitely.
And business.
Mm. I mean, but it's not easy because some women can be very catty to each other. So they're traumatized with making friends with women sometimes.
I think that's why we kind of like bonded so good, was because we never really had even catty moments towards other females. Like we never sat and had a whole discussion like, oh, did you see, you know, we're not deep for none of that. Like we kind of just go off and adventure, right, or go off and create, or go off and...
We've been quarantined before quarantine was a thing.
You know,
It looks like you guys like love to like watch a good show, get some good eats, maybe travel. But if you're not going out, you're like, I ain't got no problem staying home watching this hoodoo all night.
Right. And a lot of that had to do with the, you know, mm-hmm, you don't need to go out and drink. There's no, we're not, that part is over when we, you know how long we stand up at battle rap events?
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
Stand up in a club? Like, nobody wants to do that. That's not the vibe. Like, we're into performances. Like, I used to go to SOBs a lot. We would go for different...
We do a lot of events. Like, that's another thing that, like, we always had fun because we always went to events. So even if we didn't do media at the time, we went to so many, like, low-key concerts, little events. Like, we always were kind of in a spot.
Like, right. Like, if you were launching a clothing line, we'll be there. If you're launching an album release party, we'll be there, as opposed to going to a club or going drink somewhere.
Right. Little New York undercover, I mean, underground, like, little clubs and stuff. Right. Like, it's always been random little...
We love to go out to eat. We go out to eat a lot.
Yo, I'm always on the gram going, yo, they gonna make me break my little diet. I'm trying to do my intermittent fasting, and then here they go, keto. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, son, I just stopped eating at 5 p.m. and I can't eat till like 10 a.m. And I'm just like, I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
The
keto is the secret. Well, not even the secret, because it's on there, right?
But a whole lot of traveling. I think everybody should travel in their life. Right.
I got to give it to y'all, man. I never see you guys in any slop, in any, like, no online beefs, no when I see this bitch, and none of this, like, stupidity. And it's like, how do you avoid all of that? Because I know that you guys are chill people, no pun intended. But there's gotta be, you know, let's keep it real. When y'all step up into place, there's gotta be some people who are angry with themselves and see y'all and want to project it on you. How do you protect your peace like that?
I think the hardest part in battle rap is being cool with everybody, and certain people aren't cool with each other. That's the only problem we really had to face, was like, we're friends with somebody, and then other people might not be friends with that one and this one. But you just got to keep it. Battle rap is battle rap. There's certain friends that are like family, and those people know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain people that you only see at events. It's like, I got you, I'll support you, but you have to separate that. Because in the beginning, when I was War Report, I thought everybody was my friend. I thought everybody was my family. I thought I would have went hard for anybody that I met. But as you get older and years go by, you separate family from friends, from acquaintances, from business partners, and it's like, we don't put out that energy. It's that type of energy.
People, I was just gonna say, when we go out, like, there's a lot of times, like, we like to be the opposite of what you're expecting to experience.
We know
that girls don't like girls. We know that girls hate each other and are gonna talk and pick at each other's shit. So we want to be that relief of like, hey, what's up? How are you? My name is this. Like, you know what I mean? We want to give you that like positive experience when you're around. Like, we're not beat for the trauma, the corn. There's too much stuff to do to be focused on negative energy.
Right.
Not beach.
I hear y'all, man. Sometimes before you go out, it's like you almost got to get the crystals going and go, listen, man.
Yeah,
like, yo, just hold on to them crystals. Like, I'm not here for the fuck shit, y'all. I'm just here for the balls.
Right.
Like,
but it's difficult because we all voices in the media, so we all kind of have a little bit of responsibility. We got to be responsible for, like, things that we say. And I'm sure at some point in time, because we've had it happen to us unintentionally, you would just give your take, opinion, or thought on something, and it just kind of spreads, and everybody gets upset. Has there been a time where you're like, you played your media role and an MC or somebody else is like really upset at something you may have said.
Right. Oh, it took me years. It definitely took me years to be comfortable stating my opinion, because even more so, being female, the minute we say, oh, well, I thought this was dope, or I think this person is better than this person, or this person won, they're going to be like, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right.
Oh, why would you say that? Oh, she wasn't even listening. Were you even paying attention? Like, the stigma of being a female is always going to be harder. Then, if you guys know, back in the day, as soon as somebody did a prediction video, that battler was throwing shots at you.
They was at you, yeah.
So there was a time in media where nobody wanted to give predictions or say who they thought was going to win, because a lot of these guys couldn't handle it.
You would think, like, in a sport that's so macho, in a sport that's so mano-a-mano, and everyone's so cocksure about, like, everything they do, the second you disagree with them, it's like, oh, I can't believe you thought I lost. Oh, I'm like, yo, bro.
Well, guess who are the people that when you give an opinion, they'll take it as deep as saying, like, oh, we were friends, but, wait, what? Like, what? So what is me being your friend? If anything, I should tell you.
Right?
Yeah, I should be real with you about how you did.
I'm sure you guys are probably familiar with Mojo, making moves with Mojo.
Right.
She, me and her talk all the time. She's our media peer. And I remember, like, asking her, like, yo, why don't you ever, like, say what you think online sometimes? And she's like, listen, man, just a couple times I do, they come on my neck. I want no smoke.
Right.
And then I have to, like, really, like, tell her, like, listen, man, those people coming at your neck, you want that. After a while, you kind of just thrive in it. And you're just like, you know what? All you people want to come hate on me, that's fine. Cool. I'm with it.
You have to develop the thick skin when it comes to the comments, the people saying, like, reacting back to what you're going to say. Like, you guys know I had positive tea for a while because I wasn't about to come on here and be like, well, such and such was dating this one. If it's not battle rap, there's no reason to talk about it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So my thing was, and everybody crucified me, like, why would you try to bring positivity into fucking battle rap? Like, are you retarded? But somebody has to change the tone. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, if we're going to do media, if we're going to give our opinion on a battle, instead of saying, yo, such and such was trash, I'm going to be like, you know what? I miss when such and such used to perform like this or do like this. But in that same token, the only person who I will always say made a lane and did it the right way was Angry Fan. Angry Fan started as Angry Fan, and he always said he was good. That was his critique.
But Angry Fan came at a time where nobody was voicing their opinions no more because of the lashback.
Now you're just fucking trolls.
He capitalized at a good time.
My man came out and said, Lux should not get $50,000. I said, black man, are you crazy? If somebody wants to give him, if somebody wants to pay him $50K to rap, let him get the $50K. Like, why would you be like,
but
no?
See, look at that. Like, that type of energy is what people look for. It's what people want. It's
you're right.
Old reaction.
They need the balance. Battle rap is always going to need the balance. For every time we're like, you did great, somebody's like, man, you was trash.
You know, it's gotten to the point where I've become so resilient that now I purposely push buttons.
Oh, listen.
Vlad has to actually stop me sometimes.
France, I don't know what happened to him this week.
Password, and it's like, bro, stop.
This week, I literally had to tell him, yo, fam, go outside for a walk right now. Like, put your phone down. You are wilding right now. Like, you're calling people out by names. This is uncharacteristic. You're doing things that ain't you. Go outside.
I put a tweet out on Saturday. I was like, no one from St. Louis can beat Rum Nitty. And it just blew up. It just blew up. And then Averb jumping on it. Hitman blocked me.
I haven't heard a name yet that could beat
me. That wasn't the Hitman can beat Nitty, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hitman cannot beat Nitty.
Ooh! 2,000 people in
the... He spends a lot of time on Wildin' Out. The mechanics are different.
That Wildin' Out University is different. You put them in front of a 2,000 people capacity stage. My man Hitman is going to whoop that ass. Are you wilding? Hitman's going to break out the roller skates, be backsliding on him, Michael Jackson, moonwalking. No, hey, and then he's going to come with the bars also, all right? Then he's going to be over here. No, then he's going to be doing this. Nitty gonna be doing the cowboy dance and whatnot. The Hitman's gonna be like, "Nah, I ain't enough, man. You crazy?" No, but that.
But then I get carried away sometimes too. Like,
France,
I
know that wasn't the one that was too crazy.
Between, like, pushing the narrative, just, you know, playing with the fans to debate, and then getting a little crazy, you know, because I've definitely gotten a little crazy too. I'll admit it,
ladies. France found this SpongeBob meme where the dude goes, "Oh, brother, this guy stinks," right?
Oh, and this guy stinks!
And who did you send that to?
Who'd you send it to, Franz?
Who did you tag on that?
I sent it to Craig Lamar. I sent it to Active.
I was like, all West Coast pass is revoked now. We can't go to the West. I'm like...
I have it saved for anybody that's just, like, giving me this... disgusting material, and I'm just ready to unleash it.
Vlad's like,
where's your professionalism? And I'm like, I'm tired of being professional.
Hold that, because if I'm not mistaken, there was a post recently where they were saying that they want to get together the most trash.
Oh,
so keep a list of all your trash, because the trash is going to battle the trash.
What?
To go for the trash.
See, who's the king?
King of the trash.
Of the trash.
That's a War Report alumni, Troy, Thesis, all of them, they're working on that. So get your list of your trash ready.
Oh, my gosh.
I am salvaging at this.
Oh, man. I just want to bring a whole ounce to that event and laugh my ass off, yo. Just watch everybody, just watch all the trash, man. That's crazy, man. So going from the War Report, how did you guys transition over to 15 Minutes of Fame? Because that's where I initially found you guys. And, like, I was just chilling one night. And I'm like, oh, let me check out what Uncle Rod got going on. And I'm like, Vanessa, let me check this out. And I'm like, okay, what am I expecting here? And then I was like, yo, they funny as hell. They know they battle rap talk. It wasn't boring. Like, it was lively. You had the vapes going. You had the wine going. I'm like, well, let me get my little setup going. You know what I mean? Like, let me let my hair down and relax. You know what I mean?
The question of the entire series at 15 Minutes of Fame was, when do we get our wine, or when do we get our little session in?
Yeah, I was like, yo, let me let my hair down and relax and chill too. So, how did that transition happen?
Was dope. Salute to Unc for sure. There's been years, because between War Report and 15 Minutes of Fame, it was like a few year gap. Everybody kind of, you know, did their own thing. 15 Minutes of Fame was pretty quiet for a while. Unc was running around solo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So him having the studio, it was like, let's do something with the studio. And 15 Finesse and Chill is us, is our brand, is our show. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that was our home for a little bit. Like, Finesse and Chill is going to be Finesse and Chill wherever it goes.
Right.
But granted, battle rap is battle rap.
Yeah.
15 Minutes of Fame was like another home. So we were like, you know what? We're going to spend some time here.
It was like another platform.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're here to dominate every platform. Right. Like, it doesn't matter where.
Pop your collar. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not, there's a misconception that we're stuck to 15 Minutes of Fame.
Or War Report. Or War Report. Anything.
So it's like, regardless, Finesse and Chill is going to be Finesse and Chill no matter where we're going or who we're working with or what we're doing.
I realized that because I was like, wait a minute.
Because you can find us on caffeine too.
Right.
We on caffeine.
Or because I was like, wait a minute. Their YouTube page is called Finesse and Chill. I'm like, these ladies are smart. They own their own brand and they just say, yo, we going to hang out here for a second, or we just going to go to our own shop and set up shop.
On Finesse and Chill, we were on SoundCloud. We were about to have the iTunes popping, and our podcast was literally about to be no visual. We were gonna get the iTunes popping and do like
have it was everybody just a voice. Like right. there was no picture, no video, no right. stream, no comments. Just you get what you got.
Right. We were doing FMK, the Fuck Mary Kill. We were doing that game for a while on our SoundCloud. Like it's that's how like we were. Little-
tiny segments of all random things wrapped up into one.
Right. Yeah. So when we went to 15 Minutes of Fame, that was like our, that was us getting our battle rap off. When we're on our channel, these people aren't really familiar with battle rap as they would be if we were talking about Cardi B
or
Amber Rose. But we know at 15 Minutes of Fame, they know what we're talking about. Like right. when it comes
they're
to battle
excited
rap.
To talk about it.
Right? right. But everybody go on our YouTube now because we do have our YouTube channel. We can subscribe there. And we just dropped the interview in the midst of the quarantine.
With Lou Castro, right?
Behind the scenes with Lou Castro and right. went behind the scenes with his favorite round and his favorite battle and some music that he went through. Mm. You know, always looking for ways to promote and support the boys right. and the girls. and the girls.
Word, that's dope. I wanted to say, Uncle Ra, he's been around so long, and now he's in front of the camera and all that stuff. Like, what's one of the best advice that he's given you making that transition from just audio to the video? Like, what was the best advice he gave you?
I love Unk to death, but we actually
got
Unk to get in front of that camera. And
she pulled a casting. He got in the camera because of me.
If it wasn't for me,
he wouldn't even have been in front of the camera.
Unk knows we got love for Unk, but Unk, like we were just saying, Unk is like, I'll say my opinion, but I'm not here to ruffle feathers.
Right.
So Unk was like, I don't need to be in the front of this camera. That's for y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is for the interviewers. This is for them. But we did, there's an interview, if you go back, I think we did like a yearly wrap up where it was us at Uncle Rock. We had Unk drinking.
I remember.
We were sipping.
I remember. I saw that one.
Yep.
We had Uncle Ra a little lit. So I feel like after that, it kind of, you know, gave him a little comfortability. And if you listen to any show that goes on 15 minutes,
he's there. He's giving his opinion.
You're
going to
hear Unk. Whether you want to hear Unk or not, he's chiming into every show. Yeah. So I think it made him a little more comfortable to the point that now he's ready to go in front of the camera.
Word, man. I always told him, I was like, yo, bro, like you are... You need this, like you're a natural for this. Like you should just make it happen. And then I saw that he did the show, and I was like, "Oh, salute to Uncle Rye."
He's going
like,
out.
He sure is, man.
He needed that male perspective because a lot of shit was really just us chopping it up. But we always need that side
right.
perspective to let you know if you're maybe we're a little crazy,
maybe we're being too girly. Maybe
you know what? I was gonna say it was like a nice little balance, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you're like, all right, this ain't getting too pink right now. And every time it got a little too pink, Unk would just chime in and you're like, yeah, all right, I'm good again.
You see,
you're like, all right, I can stay on this a little longer. Right?
I can stay another 10 minutes now.
We're calm and girly until it's about arguing battle rap. Then I'm like, what?
Yeah, she just turned up on you.
I know, I peaked the performance.
So like, you know what I mean? So I feel like we would turn up at V doesn't like when the masses are saying one thing about a battle and she was there and clearly didn't see that happening. Like the biasness, and that's what's going to make her get crazy. Like, no, I was there and I heard it and I don't think that you did this.
I mean, what's an example of like in the building, it was one word and then once it hit the internet, everybody tried to change up the narrative that you were really flustered about.
We would have to really think about
damn,
that.
Damn, what was something that in the building it was different?
I feel like, not for nothing, I feel like if you were a band, I don't know if it came out already, did it?
Yeah.
Chess and Twerk.
Which one?
So, Chess and Twerk.
I was there.
I feel like that was underrated for some reason. Like, that blew my fucking mind. Like, I remember being there.
That was the best battle of that night. Like, and there was a whole event before that.
Some people were kind of like, oh, I mean, there was nothing really all that great about it.
Right, or both of them this, and it's what? Like, nah. That was in the brink of band battles.
Chess came with nothing but heat. There was nothing mediocre about that battle.
How about this? This was the brink of, like, maybe both these guys being banished for some time because Twerk was having his, Twerk was having his little mishaps.
Yeah, and they had to battle for free.
The energy in that building at that moment was crazy. And this is the last battle of the night. So that's what was even crazier. It's like everyone just walked right back in the building. Yeah. It's like we didn't just stand for like 10 hours. This is brand new.
What I will say is, I don't know if I want to say it annoying, but it's crazy to see when you're at an event, especially out of town, mm-hmm. let's say the smallest fight or argument can mm-hmm. break out mm-hmm. that for your weekend, that was 2 seconds.
Right.
And the event keeps going. Social media is like, oh my God, battle rap is disgusting. This is why every event gets ruined. And you're at the battle like, no, we're fine. Everybody's chilling. Right. They make things bigger than what it is, and it's the people who aren't there.
I was just about to say that. The people who never show up, if you notice, they only talk about the negative stuff.
Right.
It's like, or they'll just talk about that first for like 20 minutes, and then the battle will get like 4 minutes. They talk about that. And I'm like, see, y'all don't even show up, and then y'all just put a negative spin on everything. Meanwhile, we had the most positive weekend ever. I had a little dust up happen. We keep it moving, and then like life goes on. But it's not like that.
It's like you don't even get to see the real growth because usually the growth happens behind the scenes. Like that's the shit we don't put on camera is when you see other people kind of like either growing or changing their mentality or learning something or whichever way you put it. Like that's the stuff that we don't really see much of.
Right.
Because that'll be just a regular conversation. It won't be the hype and the mess and what everyone's looking for. It'll be calm.
And then you see everyone judging, like, or saying, oh, such and such did this, such and such did that, or they didn't work hard enough. But we're there watching them rap in the corner to the wall because they're practicing their round. And you see such and such battling and practicing the night before. So you know who works hard and who doesn't.
And that was funny. It's like we were at the Guardians of the Culture joint and, you know, Twerk was kind of going off on Av, calling him all kinds of, you know, P words and B words during his round. But soon as the battle was over, they walked off to the side like gentlemen, like, yo, you know, I was in the midst of the battle. I got a little hype. It's all good. It's all love. Hey, you know what? We cool and kept it moving.
That's what I'm saying. Those moments you won't even know about. Right. So it's like people go crazy off of what they see, but they don't know what we see when we're there.
Then I jump on the internet. I jump on the internet and it's like, Twerk was about to F Av up. He was about to do this. I was like, no, who was it? Well,
at that moment, it's just like, also the fans are like, why would you listen to the person that you know is not there?
But I will say, certain media be responsible for spinning that also because they see that they could do a little clickbait or they could see that they could turn it into something.
So the media is
responsible for that too. Like, we need to all be aware of what we're putting out there because that's what these fans are thriving off.
And that's what you're, that's the energy, like you said, the stigma you're putting on the culture.
Yep.
So they could, you could want to troll as much as you want and think, you know, you're clickbaiting this and clickbaiting that. But if you're promoting only fights and negativity, you can't be mad when no venue wants battle rap to come there.
Right.
You can't be mad when your hometown doesn't want battle rap there when you're the one that's like talking mad shit saying that battle rap is this, battle rap is that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then these are people that are so-called media.
What are you doing, guys? Clout chasing and media is two different things. If you're doing media, it's because you know that you want to promote the people inside of this culture.
Right. Mm. You should always want to make them look as good as possible. Yeah.
Within the culture.
Yeah, and it, and you know what? You're absolutely right too. Because once people see something negative, it's like it takes so much to change their mind around because for every one negative thought, it takes three positive thoughts to like wipe that out.
Absolutely. So it's toxic. It's crazy. Like you really can't take away that opinion once it's there.
Once it's there, it's like it's almost gospel. And I'm like, and these people will have like a whole, they'll have like a whole little choir that like believes everything. And I'm like, these people, like
that's the problem, right?
That it's like the older we get in this shit, you see a new generation of fans, but you see a new generation of media, you see a new generation of all of that. Like,
yeah. And only the strong survive. I'll say that only much. Only the strong.
And like you said, there's certain people you respect and there's certain people you don't respect.
Right.
Because you see their angle.
Right.
Or how their or their reasons for wanting to come into battle rap.
And you know what? Like, in person too, when you're critical of the artist, you talk to them in person, it's never foul. It's never like hostile. Like, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't like this performance. Or I thought you could have did this better. Or what's going on with this? And they kind of like are really receptive to that constructive criticism. I guess maybe it's when it's online and it's like you put into a sentence and it spins a certain type of way and then a bunch of eggshells jump on a thread.
Like, I feel like people online do, like, you should put your opinion out there, but I feel like a lot of people are looking for that opportunity to like...
They ravish at it.
Go viral.
Last time you had a tweet the other day, I think, of like Hollow like talking about an IG battle league and some like Twitter page with no Avi just like commented on it and it was like, are you gonna use this money for lean? I'm like, what?
Oh my god.
Like,
no, that's like when the guys put pictures of their kids and somebody's like, yeah, this is cool, but I really think you could have did better with this, this, and that. Like, what are you saying, bro? What are you talking about? It's Christmas Eve. What are you doing?
Yo, your daughter's cute. What's your next battle?
Yeah, but that's when these guys and females have to understand that battle rap has taken a different level. You're a star at this point. Right, you're famous.
Amazing. It's crazy. We got billboards.
You're on
it's
crazy. Billboards.
We got motherfucking billboards. That's crazy.
And a lot of people what they don't realize in battle rap is battle rap is a hobby for famous hip hop artists.
Right.
When
yeah.
Jay-Z is home, he's watching battle rap.
Right, right.
And when athletes Rick Ross is laid up smoking, he's watching battle rap. Like these rappers watch it. Chris Brown was a fan of
the fanatic.
DVDs.
Mm-hmm. He's a fan of what's my man's name? What's that dude that's always freestyling friends? The dude with the missing tooth.
Freestyling where?
The guy that's always freestyling. I can't remember his name.
DNA? The one that...
No, not DNA. DNA done leveled up, man.
The one that's on Wildin' Out, the guy with the gap that he did coronavirus versus battle rap or some shit like
that. Nah, he had the freestyle battle versus Chef Trez. Bangs.
Oh,
yeah, who was that Chris Brown like?
Yeah, he did songs with Chris Brown from Battle Rap. I'm like, yo, it's crazy. Like,
and see, that's
you never know who's watching. You gotta always be conscious that someone's watching, even if you don't know.
We're about to start charging for like artist molding and management because I feel like that's what the game is missing. If these kids understood Chris Brown is watching, maybe they prepare a little better.
Right.
Maybe they'll, you know what I mean, give a little more performance.
Yo, they definitely need a little artist and repertoire and artist grooming because, you know, you'll see some guys give interviews and not everyone has that magnanimous personality and not, but yo, there's a certain way you got to talk to be engaging. Right. Like, this is a communications art. Like, you can't just show up.
We would say that all the time. We would have an interview and she'd be like, wow, prior to meeting that person, I would have thought they would be like this, but they were kind of like this. Yeah. Like, well, I thought they would be quiet, but they was mad open. Like, you never know what you're going to get because certain people aren't groomed for interview-wise. They aren't groomed for the behind-the-scenes-wise.
Mm-hmm. Who's been your
they think they can just show up and rap. It's bigger than that.
Right. Who's been your most fun interview of all time? Or your most memorable interview?
I know mine.
What's yours?
The Goonies interview.
That's just had all of them.
There was just too much going on.
We had drugs, so Jack Boy, Ace Amin was in the building, Sheed was in the building for that, but they weren't on camera. C3 was there. Twerk, that was a fun interview. Y'all gotta check that out. That's achieved because they were deep.
Right.
There were a lot of them. I'm torn in between O-Red and John. Because
O-Red was fun.
O-Red was like the energy was just dope. Like, I always knew O-Red, but we never got to chill. And, you know, us being all from Jersey.
Right.
So I feel like once the conversation started, it was like, yeah, we home. Like, we all in Jersey.
He's a turn up.
Yeah,
he's
Old Red is definitely fun. A lot of people probably wouldn't know that about him. He's a vibe.
Right. And probably pulled John up. It's time for the percolator.
Right.
Time for the percolator.
Right. With John,
and you don't expect it, and that's the best part. Because that's the best part I think about interviews. Like mm-hmm. you don't know what you're gonna get. There's people that I thought was gonna be so crazy or so out there, and then they come on and they're kind of like talking like this, and they don't really want to say
like,
what? Look at the camera.
They're like, well, actually.
Cool. And then there's people that you think, oh, they're definitely gonna be too cool, and they right. come on and they're like the life of the.
Right. Turn up.
Right. And then when we interviewed John, it was more like that was a positive. You started as a battle rapper. I've interviewed you out of Summer Madness as a PG going to the main stage, and now I'm interviewing you as a league owner.
Wow, yeah.
Who's doing this and that. So that one was like, we did it like this, like a mm-hmm. video interview. But I
that's
think
awesome.
That was another one of my favorite ones because of the growth.
I think, like, all of us, we've been in the decade plus, been, like, really watching this. And John's a name that, like, always just kind of, like, you look at it and it's like, yo, I remember you literally climbing the ranks to this. Because Vlad was live at some of John's grind time battles.
Yeah.
He was media covering John then grind time.
You know
I
what?
Seen John, I seen John and Bill collect his, like, his first battle after his PG on URL. And you saying
that.
Nice.
When John used to scream like repping PGs, he was king of the PGs. He was holding it down. He was every round. He was like supporting the fact that he loved the PGs. And then it was like he had his Jermaine Dupri year, and he was like PG. What did you talk about PG?
He was like, huh? You know what? For Throwback Thursday, I'm going to go find that old footage and I'm going to drop that old ass interview I did with John right before he made that transition. And yo, these dudes are looking different now. You look back from like years ago, you see the level up in some cats and you're like, yo, these dudes really made something of themselves.
The girls too. You got to look at old footage versus new footage. The guys, as far as they've gotten, everybody's grown now. It's so crazy.
I gotta say, man, it went from like braids and weaves to like glues and lace fronts and the colors.
Right,
and I'm like, what is going on now?
Guys, look at Verb and B Magic. Their skin has never been so clear with this veganism. My boys is growing up.
Yo, Verb's skin is the clearest it's ever been, and he's also the most misogynistic he's ever been. It's like, right. I don't know what's going on.
Talk about it. When I saw B-Magic after, because remember, B-Magic was quiet for a few years.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize him, but it didn't look like a skinny, like, oh, we should be worried about B-Magic.
It looked like a healthier Magic, yeah.
Oh, he is healthy, and he has been drinking water.
Where Magic did used to look like he ain't drink that much water back in the days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, no, but a lot of people leveled up. I mean, look at Young Chess, he done leveled up in front of our eyes. Like, this dude got the glittery belts now, leather jackets with Basquiat paintings on the back.
He's got the
glasses, the butters. I'm like, okay.
You know who's leveled up in front of my eyes too? Kayshawn and DNA.
Kayshawn was always like, he was always on it. He was always Montclair.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he always.
Now he has a home. He's got the family going.
You know, on that level, yes, man. But DNA definitely leveled up, man. Sean was always on it. He's like, I ain't never going to look crazy. But DNA definitely stepped his game up, man.
We watched a lot of these people grow up.
Word, man. That's true, man. I remember meeting DNA before he was even able to. Like, I don't think he was even 20 yet. He might have been like 19 or whatever.
He was the Chess of that time.
Yeah.
At his prime, he was the Chess. That was the
I might have met him when he was. Guys. Yeah, I might have met him when he was 18. And then now I hear him, you know, I'm about to be 30. I got 3 kids I'm taking care of, a wife. I'm like, whoa, this is the same kid I met like back in the day. Like, this is crazy.
It's like we're all distant cousins.
John just had a baby.
Word.
Like, everybody's growing. They're dads now. Dad bars is something we gotta fucking deal with. Okay, if you listen to Arsenal this year, I was dying laughing because I was saying that Arsenal was the most disrespectful. And this year, there were so many low-key dad jokes in Arsenal bars that you could hear it. Like, you're like, oh, this is different. This is Arsenal the dad, not Arsenal the rebel.
Man. Nah, we got the rebel versus T-Top. I was like,
yeah.
What's I was like, I felt like twerk. What?
But then I was siding with T-Top because T-Top was spinning for the ladies at one point. I was like, that's right, T-Top. Wow. But they both, that was fire.
Can I ask you, ladies, though, like, did Arsenal cross the line with that? Was that too much? I felt like it was too much.
Revenge porn on a screen.
Like, was that too much?
Okay.
For Arsenal?
For Arsenal, it's not, because it's Arsenal.
Okay, as a human being, was that too much?
Right. For Arsenal, it's normal.
For whoever's thing was in that picture.
Right.
That's a violation, because not only are you exposing the girl, you're exposing whichever one of your friends or battle rappers sent you that. So now everybody just saw that too.
And then is it weird that Arsenal's walking around with T-Rex's thing in his phone, ready to display this in a battle? I'm like, we don't want to see this, dog. Like,
people what's are going getting on lazy right with now? Props. The props are lazy.
Yeah, for sure.
It was
the
a
videos,
bit.
The screenshots.
I feel like you don't have to go that far when you could word fight. This is a word fight. Mm-hmm. You're wasting seconds getting that picture and going like this.
You know what's funny? I want to touch on like the fact that V said for Arsenal, it's not for anybody else. Yeah, it's crazy. And like for that brief second, and you realize. Man, battle rap is so wild that, like, for us, we're so, like, desensitized to this, like, oh, he's just showing pornography on the battle.
Like, yeah, that's not surprising.
But a regular person would be like, what? What is happening?
Right. Like, real life, you're going to be like, what did, what, wait. But.
We've seen worse.
We've seen worse.
What? Hold on. What's been worse than that?
There's been a lot of unclassy.
Listen, we've seen our streets have a girl. Show her breast for a battle.
But she volunteered that, though. You know what I'm saying? This poor girl.
Somebody wore a picture of somebody's mom on a shirt before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody wore a picture of Prep's mom. Like,
Prep's mom.
I'm like.
And she was looking good, too, but they still did it. Like, people are obnoxious.
I don't know.
But kids, when you get too, it's the certain things they say that it'll make me question you as a person. It's not if you're pushing the line, it's how you say it. It's the setup. It's the everything to what you're saying that'll define you as a person of how sick you really fucking are.
you know what too is like over the past like week seeing all the battle rap TikToks just floating around. It made me realize, like, I'm really happy to see that there's so many engaging fans to the battlers. But then I'm watching it, I'm kind of like, if I were trying to do a TikTok right now of battle bars, I would look really unorthodox. This looks really crazy.
Yo.
I mean, I'm not going to act like we wasn't thinking about doing the chess and
tennis. It's amazing. It's fun. But I'm just saying, for the normal eye, they're kind of like, what?
Yeah. Right. They lost me when I told Francis. Francis and I went back. Francis is he's a millennial. I'm an old head. You know what I'm saying? I'm pushing 40 over here. You know what I mean? But when the two dudes, my man put on the Poom Poom shorts, dropped his shirt down, put a yellow t-shirt on.
I love them.
And they're doing fucking jazz in the
fit. That
was the best one. I'm telling you, Black
he had on Poom Poom spandex shorts. Like,
I mean, well, in their defense, they're active.
Though.
Yeah, they're active in the battle rap community. If I'm not mistaken, one of them had his own a league that was for gay battle rappers.
Oh, okay.
And for the females, not even just gay battle rappers.
Right.
It's the C League for females. But they're big supporters of the female battle rap community. If I'm not mistaken, they're league owners.
See, now it makes more sense to me. I thought this was just two clout chasing dudes who was like, yo, you know, it'd be fire, son. I'm going to put on these Poom Poom shorts, son.
Now, I will say, if they went a little farther and had wigs, makeup, and all that, I would have been like, all right, maybe we got a little too choreographed.
Right. I thought it was dope because so many people are doing Tay Rock.
He had a shirt as hair.
That was creative.
See, that was creative, right?
He had a fucking shirt as hair. That's like genius. You did that.
I thought that was cool. I wasn't mad at that.
My man said.
You sure did.
Yo, my son came out in spandex poom poom. And I'm like,
I'm still trying to find something that's going to make a similar sound of shell casings for our TikTok video.
Okay. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it, man. But now that you've told me that, it makes more sense as to why they would pick that and do that. And okay, now I get it. You know what I'm saying? I thought this was just two random dudes. Who was smoking some K2 and
we should put on shirts like wigs.
Yo, Shun, you know what we should do, Shun? Yo.
You know what we should do, Shun?
I got these poom poom shorts, Shun. My sister's closet. I'm gonna put them on.
Word,
that's fire.
Shun. Pull the shirt down real quick.
What?
I loved it.
Oh man, that was wild. Oh, but ladies, you've been all across this country, literally, and now you guys are out there hosting events. I see y'all out in Flint, Michigan, here, down in Louisiana over here. How did you make that business transition and say, listen, we know what our value is and we know what we're bringing to the table. Y'all want to see us out there. Y'all going to have to make it worth it for us. How'd that transition come about?
I think the positivity stuff comes in again because we're supporting people. We're not out here calling everybody out their name or saying like, oh my God, these guys are so trash. We've been to Flint for the past 2 years. We've been back and forth.
Shout out to everyone in Flint.
We've seen a lot of those guys grow up the same way we do with these battle rappers.
Right.
So they drink water out there?
Huh?
They drink water out there?
No. No. But don't it's not like what everybody thinks.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I've had the best fucking chicken wings out in Flint.
She like, the water ain't good, but the wings, though.
And I think with the show, even though, because you would think when we were on 15 Minutes of Fame, that's when everybody wanted, but it was like we got more when like we were away from it.
Once we got away from 15 Minutes of Fame a little bit, it's almost like the spotlight is on you when you're in front of the camera. Right. So once we got away from that, once we started really focusing on the brand and really pushing the brand through more than anything, like, I feel like the biggest thing is focusing on your brand. Like, that's how you're going to get other people to respect your brand. Because they see how much you work for it. They see you progressing. They see you working. Right. They see you being consistent. And that's what people want to come to their events.
Mm. And they know we're going to promote them. Like, when we go to these events, there was a girl in Flint that I stopped her after and I was like, yo, you were amazing. Like this, like as soon as you get more comfortable and do this, we genuinely give people feedback.
Right.
We genuinely go over there and tell people like, yo, you guys should do this. We were offering face-offs to leagues that never even thought about having a face-off because they're like, no, my guys are new. Like this is his second battle. And we're like, so what? Everybody should have that experience. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like we brought more than just two girls standing on stage. We went there like, no, we're going to help you promote. You're a league owner. We want to interview you so people know what your league is. Tell us who your top five guys are and we're going to promote them. Like, I feel like it's the genuineness into it that people just want the vibe more than anything.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, was that the biggest reason to say, hey, we love you, Unk, but we got to step off because, you know, we need to take control over our brand? Like, what was the big, the thought, the reason to?
we definitely wanted to focus on the brand itself. Like, right. We figured this is where we are right now. Mm-hmm. This is when we start, you know, getting it all the way together, making sure all of the little, you know, tweaks and everything needs to be.
Unk is only one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, Unk is flying himself to do the same shit we're doing. Unk is driving in his car to get to this event, that event, like
8 hours away.
Jersey. At one point, we were all getting booked in three different directions.
Like, we were kind of going in separate directions.
Oh,
We're focused on what you're doing. We're focused on what we're trying to do, and kind of everything just took off from
there. So it's like he's chopping up his shit. We can't be like, oh, did you get to our shit? Did you do this? Did you do that? Like, it was on some, like, we're all trying to be the same thing, and we're all family. Mm-hmm. And who knows, a year from now, if we're around the studio and we be like, Unk, what's up? You home? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who's to say we won't do a drop in and do a special, and we'll talk to Unk or interview Unk? Like, it's always love. That door is always open on both ends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just Finesse and Chill had to move around. We were traveling.
We had to
move forward.
We had to keep pushing.
Right. Our channel wants to hit 10,000 million subscribers too one day.
I hear that. Get to that bag. I hear that. How did you guys get the name Finesse and Chill? I get the chill part, but the finesse part.
We're finessing.
Are you well?
The same story we just told you about how we went from this to that to business to traveling.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie, it didn't take that long to come out with the name. Like, we kind of sat around, we were brainstorming for a while. We had all kinds of crazy shit put together.
What was the craziest name that you guys didn't go with?
Manifest and Chill.
Manifesting and
it was with dead ass was like,
what?
It sounds like I'm buying crystals at the shop.
Yo, let me get my koofy. Let me get my koofy.
They're gonna hate it. Like,
they're not gonna get it.
Y'all gonna come out with head wraps and all that and get taken.
So when we say finesse, like, the average person would think scammer and think that. When we think finesse, we're still thinking manifest.
I think it comes also from, like, personal experiences. Like I said, we adventure. We go off into random locations and experiences. And a lot of that, a lot of people think, you know, oh, they had to pay, like, $300 to get in there, or they had to do this. No, a lot of it is
we're bargain shoppers.
Not even that, but a lot of it is the finesse. A lot of it is so-and-so happens to be cool with us, and they called us, like, yo, I know you'd love to be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, here's, like, everything that we have done kind of has been a finesse, but in a good way. Like, we always been in a good spot or in the right place to catch moments, to live certain experiences.
This right here, we're on quarantine. We've always said we all wanted to do this, but this right here, we're finessing it. We're doing it via phone because we're in quarantine.
Like, everything.
You could I'm from the Bronx. So finesse for us, you know what's going down. I done finessed a lot of situations.
And I'm from Brooklyn, so you know that's like the home of the finesse.
We don't mean that finesse, but you can still send us your credit card information.
Right, our Cash App is at Finesse
Chill. Hey, while we're at it, my Cash App's at Program V. Right. So if you've been enjoying this entertainment, send us $1 each, all of you. We'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
And we've had people tell us, like, there's a random interview on our channel from after Chess battled Hollow and Lux.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We did an interview with Chess, and even Chess said it himself, and everybody that saw it, they were like, yo, y'all just had Chess sitting on a couch, mad open, like, ready to talk about whatever. In North Carolina, like, when people, it's a vibe. Like, when people sit down and sit on a couch with us, they want to tell us their life story, what their dreams and aspirations are.
Yo, it's crazy because, like, France and I, you know, when New York was open, we would specialize in, we would rent out the studio in the city, like, right there, you know, in the Wall Street area. People would come down. They're like, oh, shit, this is like a real studio? Like, they feel like a real artist. And then next thing you know, they're like, you know, when I was 6 years old and, you know, my mom was here. And I'm like,
because
go on, go on. I'm like, go on.
Look at us now. All of us, since we got on this phone,
word,
we've been vibing.
Word.
It's a genuine vibe. That's what we mean when we say finesse. We just finesse the whole conversation because it's a genuine vibe between all four.
Right. No, I love that. You guys took something that might have a negative connotation generally and turned it into a positive thing, like so many of us from the inner city have
done.
The
funniest is when they be like, you're finesse and you're chill. And we're like, no, it's not like that.
See, I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw the show, I was right. like, finesse.
Like, I remember one time, I forgot what I was doing. I was like too quiet in a corner and drugs is like, oh, Duchess is clearly finesse because she's over there being sneaky in the corner. Like, what? Nobody's finesse and nobody's chill.
But you ladies have put it out there that V, everyone thinks she's the chill, relaxed one, but she's actually the spicy one who might bite your head off. And you're the That's one who's fact. Like, you know, no, everyone, chill, relax. And,
I feel right. like we have our little moments. Like, mm-hmm. she'll have her peaceful moments where she's yeah. the Mother Teresa of Battle Rap. I will always say that. Yep. She loves that. She'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you see what they were saying about him?
Oh my God.
And
that's
I'm
emotional.
Laughing. So it's like, we have our moments, but then again, we have moments where I'm like, chill the fuck out.
And I'm the aggressive one.
I'll be like, delete the live.
Yo, you know how many lives? It's like, no, Duchess, you went on a rant. And I was like, really? But I never rant, so I thought this was the time to do it.
Oh, man. See, that's like with us. Like, France is like the young Bronx cat, and I'm like, France, you gotta chill, bro. Like, it's not that serious. Let's just relax and move on, man.
But I bet you get spicy too.
It happens. And then like I just snap out of it, and then I'm like, okay, cool, back to regular programming.
The thing is, he picks and chooses the spot so perfectly. Like, he waits until the artist he wants to like talk on has a moment where they like open up for critical, could like. Critique,
that's
and it's like
strategic shit.
Hey, you know, you gotta pick your spots, man. You gotta pick your spots. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have
can't
to.
Win them all.
Not at all. Not at all. Like, what's been your favorite event and your favorite city to travel to?
Go ahead, you go first. Or you want to think?
My favorite event. I want to say Band. Like, I just, I have had so many
band
good.
Was one. That Band one?
One.
I was gonna say, because two and three, hang on.
Band one.
We were all at Band one. Them wings was hitting over there.
Band one was.
I got to have one crispy wing because by the time I ordered it, they were all sold out. So I had to go and I don't know who was chicken wing.
Was Band one drugs and bill collector? That was
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah. Band one was a good.
It was
weekend.
Such a good experience. You know what I refer Band to? Almost like a Coachella.
Right.
It was like that kind of a. It was so eventful. It was so much going on. So many interviews going on. Good ones too.
Right. Right.
You know, not the.
Yo, who won? 2-1, 3-0.
Everything was just popping at that time. Everyone had a good energy because
it was the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's like a little Battle Rap festival almost. Yeah.
I wish they didn't water it down by doing it so much.
Yeah. All the battles for Band One, I feel like, were so fucking good.
Right. The hunger was there. I would say my favorite event was Houston.
Yes.
When Scotty and Loso opened that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was Surf.
Gnome 8, right?
Yeah, Gnome 8. That's Scotty Loso, Surf, yeah. and Nitty, and all that.
Shug. Like, to me, when she says Mother Teresa and me getting emotional, when I tell you I cried, when I saw the line outside, because that's the longest I've seen since Irving Plaza.
Wow.
So when I got up to the venue, we walked around the bed. Like, I'm corny like that. I need to see where the line ends, and I want to know who everybody came for. And literally, that shit wrapped around. Like, I was like, Oh my God. I was like, they love you, Smack. They love you, bro. Like, it was really emotional. And then in the building, the energy was so fucking amazing. And Loso and Scotty at that time, everybody wanted Loso to do a PG. That was the whole talk, was Loso to do a PG. Loso doesn't deserve to just jump on there. And they opened that shit, and it was so much energy on that stage in Houston.
The opening.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
They set the tone for that night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think for me, France, it's got to be Gnome 9 the following year. It was just like... It was just madness. I mean, from John, you know, and Jack Boy all the way to freaking Surf Pat and Geechee.
We were in the building for that, but that was the first time we were like, all right, it's hot and we're going to go outside because we started acting like adults. Like, we were like, okay, we're going to go get air now and we're going to go outside.
Nah, I love that event, man. That was like the most fun event. I would say,
since we were all in Houston, did you guys get to go eat at like... several little spots out there.
We went to some steakhouse joint. I can't even remember what it was called. But it was dope though. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Turkey Leg Hut.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
The best food in Houston.
Nice. And then
like even directly across the street from the venue.
Yeah, we went to Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Like their little nachos they got out there.
We went because we went to Houston both years. So we definitely when we go to these states for events, we also are like foodies on the low. So we traveled because we checking out restaurants before we
were
get there.
Everywhere. Like we're up with the locals, like we go here now.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Papa Do's and all that and try the different places, you know, the places you always hear in all the rap songs, like that's where I want to go, you know what I'm saying? But
I was like, I need to go to Hooters on Peach Street because Drake said.
Word, man. I'm like, but Houston, it got a little kooky for us. It got a little adventurous and like we had to dip out and like go like get situated and all that. Like
we definitely had run-ins with racist people, with judgy people.
Yeah.
People when we said we were going to a battle rap event, they thought we were ring card girls and we're like, nah.
Some people thought we were rappers' escorts.
What? People got some nerve, man. Like it's
right.
That's exactly what they had was nerve.
It's crazy what people will tell you. Like I'm like, no, ma'am, no, it's nothing like that. You know, like it's all.
I forgot where were we? We were somewhere, and someone was like, "We said we were going to a battle rap event," and they're like, "Oh, so you're the Wildin' Out girls?"
Yeah. You're the Wildin' Out girl.
Can you imagine our faces when they said that to us? You're just like, what the fuck is going on here? We're out.
Are these white people asking you these questions?
Both. It was mainly Houston. Houston was judging like that.
I knew
now,
it.
People
man,
are doing this
it.
In person. I can only imagine what they're doing when they're behind the screen for you guys.
Wow.
The messages.
It's got to be crazy because, like, people are so judgmental from just what they see. And, you know, people hate because they can't relate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, how do you deal with that when it just pops? Like, you could be having a regular day and somebody could send you the most fucked up message. Like, has it ever affected you where you were like, you know, I was having a good day. Like, why you gotta do that for?
That used to be me. Mm-hmm. That used to be me. She's like, what? They're no one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these things, like what we were saying with up-and-coming new people, when you get backlash, you want that backlash. That means you're doing something good. I used to not be able to read YouTube comments. Like, when I was before, it was, oh, Duchess is cute for a fat girl. Oh. Fat Duchess. Or this, and that. Now I'm like, yeah, remember Fat Duchess? Y'all was really Fat Duchess. You know what I mean?
Them YouTube comments will tear you apart, boy.
And that's another thing that even the battlers and media have to understand is that you can't go in the comments and let that shit affect you.
You have to disconnect from it. You can't go crazy about it. Half these people would never even say it to your motherfucking face.
they wouldn't even approach you or say anything in person. But once they get behind that thing, it's like, oh, I can say whatever I want because I'm a loser in real life and no one's going to know who I am. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's why I just, you can't take that type of heat. Like, we're going to be annoyed at certain things in life because that's just humans. We're going to go through shit. So why am I going to choose this?
Right.
To be mad about.
Man, I remember, we've done Champion a couple times. France has been on a couple times. I was on there once, and they were killing me. They was like, "Yo, this Damon Wayans head ass, you know this, that, right. that." And I'm like, I'm laughing my ass off, and I just go, "Thank you for watching. You know, I appreciate your time.
You
have a blessed day."
I would say the first week we did it at 15 Minutes of Fame, where literally I could see the comments as we're talking. Mm-hmm. I had to consciously say, all right, I'm not going to respond to this one,
that one,
because if not, I would have been arguing with everybody.
I would say that the beginning of 15 Minutes of Fame, now that you do say that, I remember the more comments that we had was, when are you guys twerking? Or when are you guys going to get to the exciting stuff? When are you going to show some skin? When are you going to... Right. So that was like, that I could say annoyed me.
Terrible.
Maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time, but it's like after you get it so many times, it's like, come on, like you got so many of these girls that don't give a fuck about doing things like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's girls that dedicate their day to show you something.
Like, why come to us like that when we're not putting out that type of energy?
That gets old and that gets annoying. So I will say that's one of the things that definitely like makes me twitch a little bit.
How many savages have you have to block from like your IGs and Twitters? Because I can imagine the craziness that pops up. Like, how many people?
Not as much as people would think. There's crazy people like outside of battle rap that it's like you get your random DMs,
the local stalkers.
Like, this guy is crazy. But for what people think, I honestly feel like within battle rap, maybe it's because for so many years of them knowing it ain't that type of party, that people really don't disrespect us like that. Like, every now and then, you'll get somebody that tries to, like, mediocrely flirt. And then once you call them bro and snap them back into it.
Bro.
You're like, oh, you're right. That's just my bad. My bad. Your sis, Vincent, you always do this.
Bro, I got to ask you, do you see the move coming? Like, do you see, like, the Henny gets swirled one last time?
Because everybody fronts like they're your best friend. That's what it is they try to, oh yeah, I'm cool with the girls.
That's the finesse
cool
right
the
there.
Girls. They try to finesse, baby.
I love to ask like my women friends, like, what are the DMs like? Because I know there's some lunatics in this world. And shout out to RX, it's my sister. She tells me all the time when the nutsoes are messaging her. Some white guy, he looked like he could be in the KKK. He messages her. He goes, "You're kind of a whore, LOL." And the next message is, "You're so fine."
Actually, speaking of RX, there was actually a guy that reached out to us. And when I posted about it, she was like, "Bro, they hit me up too." This guy said he was a massage artist and he wanted us to do it.
I heard about this guy.
So we're like, oh my God. I'm like, yes, this is perfect. I would love to interview you. Let us know and we could all link up.
Positivity.
So he hits me with the, I'll even give you guys a free massage. So
that's
I'm
the
like,
finesse
oh
right there.
This is hands on and we could film this while he's doing it. We go to his page and he's doing the naked massage. He's doing the massage, and I'm like, I bet you're offering that
the new rose.
So you thought I was gonna go there and just get naked for your little massage?
Oh man, I love the fact that he called himself a massage artist. I'm like,
right.
Look at these people
right.
putting a twist
you know
on it.
The crazier part is when I went to, I wanted to see because she's like, I don't think you want to do it now, and I was like, let me see how bad this is because she wasn't telling me what was going on.
I was
on.
Like, never mind, we're
I'm
not
like,
doing
I want
it.
My massage. So what could be so bad? And when she told it to me, I was shocked that he had so many different clients. Like, his Instagram is not like five posts. It's like plenty of people that have gotten these.
Right. Listen, man, there's a lot of housewives sitting around, and they're like, you know what? These bones, you know, need to get the cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Random DMs, battle rap wise, if they're not being a creep, I've noticed with V, when she does post certain things when we're at events, she gets male groupies that are battle rap groupies. Like, instead of them hitting her up to be like, oh my God, you look so good, they're like, you know Tay Rock? You're standing with Chess. How do you know Chess? Like, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's great.
She gets goals often in her inbox, too. For sure.
Yo, let me tell you. I went down to Tampa, right? And this was when Chess was battling. He was battling Jerry West, right? So yeah. This is when Chess is like just fresh back. He's back in the groove. Yo, they was like, welcome to the stage, Chess. I seen grown men, young men. They lost their mind. They turned into cuckolds. They were ready to give their girlfriends away to Chess. I was like,
let me tell you.
Are you serious?
Let me tell you a gnome story.
Oh. Where's my tea?
So, it's tea time.
Here we are, looking cute as shit on stage, like, getting ready, you know, Smack loves to be lit in the center and shit, we're right by Smack, like, we're chilling, we're passing cups, getting shots going, and out of nowhere, I see a girl getting goddamn, like, pushed out the way, and she was a really skinny girl, she was real pretty, so I noticed, you know, when Lil Red went flying, I'm like, oh my God, and when I look, it's motherfucking Adrian Broner elbowing just to stand next to Smack. And then comes up to us, like, yeah, stepping on shoes.
And we're like, I'm looking at him like, excuse me.
Yo, I feel bad for Smack up there, yo, because, you know, as a man, you want all girls around you, or, like, you know, your top gun is up there. And it's always dudes pushing to stand next to Smack, just to like.
It's never the girls. The girls get pushed to the front.
They elbow us. They don't care. Like, we are a non-factor.
Yo, our homegirl Cece, she said it. She's like, yo, it ain't the girls that are groupies. It's these dudes. Like, dudes are literally push girls out of the way to go get a picture with Hitman and, like, all these people. Like, she was like, Hitman was like, bro, I'm here all night. I'll take a picture with you, but this is a lady. Like, you pushed her out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, you'll see that a whole lot.
I saw grown men literally willing to give their girls away to this dude just to, like, kick it with him. And I'm like, yo, this is not that serious, guys. This is like, this is a little crazy.
What do you mean? This is Chess.
I've witnessed guys give their girlfriends the phone, like, babe, take a picture of us. Babe, please take a picture of us. And it's like him and fucking Blue Easy.
It's crazy. It's too much, man. Oh, it's too much. Ladies, I gotta ask, what is next for Finesse and Chill? Are we gonna get a food show? Are we gonna get a fashion show? Like, what are we getting next? Because I'm dying to find out, and I'm sure the people are dying to find out what's next.
You guys
for
are getting everything you could think of. Like I said, that's another reason why it was a smart move to back up from 15 Minutes of Fame, because his fans are predominantly battle rap. We know that at any given time, while we're going to an event, we might stop at a restaurant and have a different blog show there. So our channel is going to be broken up into different shows and segments. So you'll know, what do we have? We had a right segment called Real Fat Girl Shit.
Right.
Instead of Real Hot Girl Shit.
I don't know if you guys seen it, but we basically put up food videos and we watch, like, this is shit we've never seen before. And, you know, some people season, some don't. Some people cook.
Recipe
good,
reactions
don't.
Is our thing now.
Okay.
So that was that. Like, we say some funny ass commentary, get you all involved or whatnot. So we have that section. And right now we have Run It Back, which is what we just did with Lou Castro.
Right, I peeped that
so
before
we
got on.
So we got little different, you know, things going on right now, especially with this quarantine.
Right. As soon as quarantine is over, we'll have way more
you know, running back episodes. With Lou, it was a little easier because behind the scenes story, with quarantine and chill, the way we did our interview with Lou Castro was during this quarantine, Lou wanted a PlayStation. He was in his mind, posted, who's selling a PlayStation? So I said, yo, come through. I got a brand new PlayStation. I've used it once. V is a gamer, by the way. She's on Fortnite on Xbox all the time.
Okay.
I had finessed by V. So I had the PlayStation. I was like, Luke, come. I'll sell you the PlayStation if you give me the interview on why the Goonies broke up. Finesse and chill. So he came through, got the PlayStation. We did that. So that's up there now on Finesse and Chill is Lou talking about the Goonies breakup. And then our episode of Running Back where we go behind the bars and battle rappers pick their favorite round. So we'll definitely have more of that. We got interviews up there. Right now it's not structured because it's this segment. But get on Finesse and Chill.
Absolutely.
Our Facebook page is kind of lit.
Okay.
A lot of our Finesse and Chill Facebook is kind of lit. And we got the Instagram popping. So as soon as, you know, we get to get back outside, you'll see way more of Finesse and Chill.
We have a pretty dope idea that we came up with. We're not going to say what it is because, you know, right now times are real dry out here in these creative streets. But it just so happened that when we decided this is the route we're going to take, Coronavirus.
It's
getting real. It's not all, but we definitely got a lot of cool new things coming, for sure. So gotta tune in.
Fire. I can't wait, man. This has been amazing. Like, you know, ladies, we've seen y'all at events everywhere. I feel like you said, you know, we're like internet cousins. And now it's like, this is the actual family reunion where we're like, oh, shit, we really like.
I can't wait to see you guys now.
Right? This is what's so crazy. Now I'm like, when the fuck can we get this over with so we can get back to like battle rap and all that other stuff and just and socializing? You know what I'm saying? So you already know the next time something is happening and we're there, I'm going to break the little fake ass vegan vibe that I've been on and we going to get some wings and all that shit. Like,
we'll redo this.
Hell yeah.
Another recap with us four and we'll go out to eat next city.
We'll do it, man. I'm with it. I'm totally with it.
A little food episode while we're at it.
Hell yeah, man. French, you got anything you want to say, player?
Listen, every time RX is in the city, I take her out. We go out to like a bachata spot. I invite Misfit. We'll invite you guys. Come dance with us.
Yes.
I can't guarantee that you'll make it home alive. It'll be a while.
No, but it'll be a memorable night. Here in Jersey, we could always get out there to you, and you know the vibes. We all vibe the same. We would love to go out and hang out.
Facts, man. I feel honored, man. I feel like everyone now has the full story of Finesse and Chill. Like, they know where y'all came from. They know how you got into battle rap, and now it's like, I feel great. This is like an audio biography we just put out there of you guys.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we're honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for caring to get the real tea and not just spreading fake ones, you know?
No, not at all.
No, this is real media.
What? I feel honored. You guys dressed up looking fancy for our audience too and all that. Like, this is dope. I feel like a real media member now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know what I mean?
We appreciate you guys. We definitely always in your corner. Anything you guys need.
Facts. And let everyone know your social medias, how they can get in contact with you and follow the shows.
At the Duchess of Jersey, our joint account, obviously, Finesse and Chill is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Caffeine. Make sure you check us out on Caffeine, too. We be going live here and there. And then for me, it's Sitting X Pretty on Instagram and V Montana on Facebook.
Fire.
And V has a Twitter now. She's still learning it, but y'all can find
me.
Let's teach V how to actively start shit and battle rap.
Fire, man. Now everybody go follow the program, go follow the shows, and until next time, ladies, be safe out there.
You too, guys.
Quarantine and chill. This has been amazing. Till next time, everyone.
Quarantine. Be safe, guys. We love you. Good night. Thank love you so y'all too, much man. For having us.
Thank you so much. Peace.
Bye.
Later.